Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Abu Rehan al-Biruni, Part 3. Abu Rehan took an interest in astronomy, and the royal family of Khwarizm helped him to build the observatory that he dreamed of. In this observatory, Abu Rehan spent much of his time. All of his assistants have left, and he's the only one left. I don't think that he'll need me now, as I've organized all the papers and cleaned the place. Won't you return to your house? I'll return when the morning comes. As for the night, I'll be spending it here as I usually do. Allow me to leave then. Can you first bring me the celestial map? What is a celestial map? Since when have you been working here with us in the observatory? Since it was built. How could you be interested in astronomy? And you spent all this time here, yet you don't know the term celestial map? But I'm not interested in astronomy, so why do you come to the observatory? I am the janitor hired by the prince to clean the place and to serve you and your assistants, sir. What? It seems that you haven't noticed my presence before. On the contrary, I know you well. But I thought that you, one of those people who are interested in astronomy. Forgive my ignorance. Please forgive me for the way I treated you. Come with me. Look, we call this the celestial map. It is an illustration of the sky, like we see it through telescopes, that we use in this observatory. And these are the planets that we see. Are there really four planets that lies next to each other like this in the space? No, this is just one planet. I don't understand. This is Venus. We've observed its motion during the last period. And each time we draw the position at which we see it in the sky. What are these strange illustrations? These are stars that we see in the sky. And these are galaxies too, like the galaxy in which we're living. How is this useful for us? Allah the Almighty said, "We will show them our signs and horizons and within themselves, until it becomes clear to them that it is the truth." It seems that this is over my head, but I understand its importance now. Yes, it's important. You may leave now. Before I leave, may I ask you for a favor? Sure. I feel that I've missed a lot. I'm a man who lived a humble life, and none of my family cared about educating me. But I wish for my son would become a scientist like you. Would you advise me? How old is your son? He's 7 years old. You should start teaching him Quran, the language, and literature. But I want him to become an expert in astronomy like you. Who told you that this is the only science that scientists can become experts in? There are many sciences. All of them are useful for people. When your son learns the basics of science, he himself will choose the science in which he wants to specialize. And you can bring him to the observatory anytime to watch us working. Perhaps he will take liking to astronomy and will become a great scientist one day. Thank you, scientist. Thank you. Abu Rehan stayed in his observatory, writing, noting, observing, recording, and analyzing, until one day he was shocked by the unexpected departure of the Prince of Khwarizm. so Abu Rahan decided to change all of his plans. Prince Mamun bin Humud is waiting for you. What's the matter, Your Majesty?
Are you Abu Rahan?
Yes, that's me.
You know that I've become the Prince of Khwarizm now.
I know, Your Majesty.
All right. I don't know exactly how your relationship with my precursor was, but I assume that it was a good relationship. Honestly, I don't know the reason of your insistence on leaving Khwarizm. I want to open new horizons of knowledge for myself, Your Majesty. That is what any scientist aspires to. I hope that you aren't leaving because of your fear that we're going to restrict your researches and astronomical studies. I've heard that the former prince supervised the observatory and he sponsored it generously. This won't change.
That's very generous of you, Your Majesty. And it would be even more generous of you if you give me the permission to travel.
It seems that you are insisting, Abu Rahan.
All right, you got it.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
What do you mean by saying that you are leaving, Abu Rahan?
I don't think that I'll feel comfortable working here after the departure of the former prince. And I don't want for what I've started to end without avail.
You'll stay in the observatory. Prince Mamun promised me to sponsor the observatory so that you can dedicate yourself to working here.
Where are you going?
I'm starting a tour among different cities and places. There are questions in other sciences that I want to work on and solve, and I'm sure that I'll return to you one day. There is a final matter left. This kid, I want you to treat him kindly, and to teach him what his little mind can handle.
Thank you.
Thank you, scientist. Thank you for wanting this child to have a better future.
Abu Rahan left Khwarizm. And he kept moving from one country to another. Whenever he hears of a scientist, he goes to him and starts learning from him. So he met many scientists, and he gained more knowledge. He saw many places and noted down everything he encounters. Abu Rahan wrote all of his notes about ebb and flow in the sea, the movement of the stars and orbs, and other things related to nature. Kings and royalty competed on honoring scientists. Among them was Shams al-Malal Qaboos, the ruler of Gurgaon and Turbistan.
How delighted I am to meet you, Abu Rahan.
It's my pleasure, Your Majesty.
I've heard of your peregrination and your passion for science. From now on, you'll be staying with us. We want to benefit from your knowledge, scientists.
That's very generous of you, Your Majesty. Thank you for putting your trust in me. I hope to meet your expectations.
You'll meet my expectations, Biruni.
Excuse me? What did you call me, Your Majesty?
I called you Biruni. Isn't your name Abu Rahan Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Biruni?
That's the name that I know you by.
It seems that somebody nicknamed me al-Biruni without me knowing it. What does al-Biruni mean?
Perhaps they attribute me to Birun, which is a suburb near Khwarizm. It can be because I travel a lot and I stay outside my city many times.
Birun is a Persian word. One of its meanings is the expatriate.
You're good at analyzing everything, Abu Rahan. Let us not concern ourselves with the name.
What matters to me is the knowledge that I acquire during my life and I leave behind me after I die, although I prefer that you call me Abu Rahan. This is a precious nickname for me, because the one who gave it to me is my mom. Peace be upon her soul.
You got it, Abu Rahan.
Abu Rahan's fame started to spread among the scientists of his time, and his writings started to become known.
I thought that you were only good at astronomy, Abu Rahan. But this book was a surprise. Pharmacy and Medicine. Do you have knowledge of botany and drug preparation as well? Your Majesty, Shams al-Mawlah. I took interest in botany and natural sciences at the beginning of my life, and I still read and learn more about it from time to time. And you're also interested in mathematics, algebra, and geometry. You also have knowledge of different languages, aside from theological studies, logic, and philosophy. How proud I am of you, Biruni. I hope that I'll make you more proud. Please accept this gift from me. What is this book? The Remaining Signs of Past Centuries. In this book, I've collected what I saw and learned about nations, kingdoms, and earlier different old countries. I've mentioned it in the customs and traditions of different sects, the names of planets and feasts of these people, and the way they calculate months and years. I've also mentioned the history of the kings and defined the period of their reigns. Here, you are adding a new science to the collection of the sciences that you are good at, and you are leaving a distinguished mark in it. History, I don't doubt for a second that you are one of the most important scientists of this time. So does this mean that you accept the present, Your Majesty? Of course, of course. But I desire to receive more presents of this kind. You will, by the will of God, Your Majesty. By the will of God. Abu Rahan spent over 10 years in the care of Prince Shams al-Mawlah Qaboos. And during this period, he managed to go a long way toward understanding various sciences . But as usual, things that turn one's life upside down happens. Prince Shams al-Din Qaboos was deposed from his position as ruler of Gurgaon and Turbayistan. And once again, Abu Rahan loses one of the people who supported him. I wonder what he will do.